Hey folks, my name's Carl Monaghan, and this is a Friday takeaway. Do apologise for not being around last week to deliver a podcast. My wife was away, and I had both my boys with me, so I actually took a bit of a step back to spend some really, really nice and very, very enjoyable time with my two young boys. There were lots of wins that happened, and I did put them in my own personal journal. Today's episode, we are looking at journaling. This might be a wins journal. It might be a what went well journal, which I kind of prefer a little bit. And I'll mention things like gratitude journaling as well. It's going to be a slightly longer episode than normal. I'm going to tag something on the end that I think you'll find interesting. I hope you'll find helpful moving further forwards as well. So, why might we journal? Well, if you've been following the previous podcast, listening to things like the Glimmers episode, our Teflon ability to hold on to positivity and our Velcro ability to hold on to negativity, we have a bias, all humans have a bias towards negativity. We hold much, much more detail around negative events than we do for positive events. And part of this is evolutionary. It allows us to survive. It has allowed us to be so successful because if we're more aware of threats and dangers, we're more likely to survive, which makes sense from an evolutionary point of view. However, when it comes to this condition, it's not that valuable. In fact, it can be really, really counterproductive because we often overlook those good things that are happening in our life, and we tend to focus on the things that are still not maybe where we want them to be. Or that are now front and center for us. So, for example, we might forget about those symptoms that we've overcome or that are no longer there and not recognize the achievements that we've made. We just focus on the fact that we're still not able to do what we want to do in the way that we want to do it, which is completely understandable, right? The impact of this condition is far, far reaching. And I know this only too well myself. I know the limitations that I imposed on myself in my journey to recovery. Some of them were very, very wise. Some of them, looking back now in hindsight, I could have perhaps changed a little bit sooner. But that's the benefit of hindsight, right? We don't necessarily see that in the moment. Or sometimes it's impossible to see in the moment. So often we get stuck in this vicious and downward spiral. And this is a theme that's perhaps come up quite a lot recently, is that a day has to be 100% perfect in order for it to be a win, which places a huge amount of pressure on the individual suffering with their symptoms. Or a day needs to be 100% pain-free before it's even considered a win or progress. But again, that can really put a dampener on even an average day. And we want more average days. Yes, we want better days and we want the best days possible. But average days to begin with are really, really, really important. Helping to shift our focus and to be mindful throughout the daytime can be so valuable. We can help to rewire our brains. We can help to change our focus on the negative only to being open, perhaps on a spectrum. Remember, previous episode on talking about the spectrum of flare-ups. We can be open to being receptive to other things that are happening in our life. So journaling is a great way of doing this, putting things down on paper, not just in your head, but there is something fundamental about writing, and ideally with a pen and paper, not just on a text, although that is okay. I'm not going to dismiss it as an activity. But if at the end of the day you're just running through your head things that went well today, your mind will come up with a whole bunch of other things, and actually you won't be focused on the things that went well for you that day. Instead, it's very easy for our brains to ruminate. If we're trying to hold on to positivity, it's very easy for them to come and interject with a negative thought or a negative scenario, and then it's very, very easy for us to catastrophize and feel like we're losing hope and losing grip on things as well. So in the past, I'd have done things like gratitude journals with patients. What am I grateful for today? Well, I'm grateful for a roof over my head. I'm grateful for food in the fridge. I'm grateful for my friends and my family. But that can become quite repetitive. I mean, it's not to say that you don't have things to be grateful for, right? At all. And gratitude journaling can be really, really important. But I certainly re There was a great documentary that I'll add a link to here in the bottom. It's on Amazon Prime. It's by a guy called Hugh Van Cuylenberghe. It's called GEM or GEM. It's brilliant. It's really, really, really heartwarmingly brilliant. It's funny. It's very poignant. It's deeply, deeply sad about some of the things that he and his family and his friends have experienced. And, the message that he takes or that he gives towards the end of it is about journaling and being grateful for things, but he moves it more to what went well. So not just gratitude, not being things that you're grateful for, but what went well today. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of things that you may wish to explore with this. But like I said, I've got a journal, I've got a book from Amazon. It cost me 7 quid. It's like 250 odd pages, and I journal in there probably not every day, if I'm being really honest with myself and you. It might be five, four, five, sometimes 6 days a week that I'm able to journal in there. Life gets away with me. I do have other responsibilities, but my aim and my objective is to journal in there more than I don't. And for you going through your recovery, journaling can be a great way of shifting your mindset and being more aware of those glimmers, more aware. Acutely aware of the things that really, really help you in your recovery. It's free. It takes 5 minutes. It can take longer. You can journal for much, much longer. But the science is out there. And again, the documentary points to neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to change and to adapt. And if we practice something, we can get better at it. Now, the whole idea of we get expert within 10,000 hours is being debunked, and there's certainly an awful lot of people challenging that concept that if we do something for 10,000 hours, we get really, really good at it. I'm not sure that's entirely true. I think there's many, many more factors here. But starting can make a big difference. It's not going to cure you, but it might start to shift your focus. And I'm going to suggest a way of pimping this up as well, which is really, really nice. But what went well today? WWW, what went well today? And it doesn't mean it has to be necessarily something to do with your pain. And this is also really important, is to shift your focus away from it being purely about pain all of the time. The pain is there. I get it. I genuinely get it. But there are other things that happen in our life. And if we can open our radar to them, it just adds more richness, more enjoyability in life. And it can make us realize that we are progressing in other areas, perhaps, than we hadn't realized. A patient I spoke to yesterday, his symptoms have plateaued a little bit, but he's doing way, way, way more in terms of physical activity. And this is a really common theme I see all the way through recovery, is I want patients to become a little bit more active. And by engaging in physical activity and pushing your body a little bit more out of its comfort zone, it may mean that some of your symptoms plateau or stabilize for a little bit. That's not a bad thing because it means you're engaging with life, you're leaning into activity. Your sweet spot, if you like, of what you can do is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And sometimes there's a bit of a payoff. As we get more active and we start to lean into activity, our symptoms remain a little bit buoyant. But if we didn't engage in activity and we'd lived in a bubble, which is also a possible route to recovery, we don't do any of life. Or much of life, we just live in a bubble and we just do self-care, we can get ourselves into a really, really good place. But the challenge then comes when we start to integrate into life. So what went well today? So I've broken this down into two other words. An achieve is always a sense of striving. So what did I achieve might be quite good. But there's another word that I'd really, really like you to use because I think it speaks many, many, many more volumes. And you can use the two together. You can start off with achieve and then move on to what you enjoyed in that achievement. So I did my self-care today, for example, and that's an achievement. That's great. But what did I enjoy about my self-care? What did I take a moment out to go, oh, that feels really nice, or I'm just creating this space for myself where no distraction. That's really enjoyable. Yes, I've achieved my self-care, but where have I been in that self-care? Is my mind been elsewhere? Have I been ruminating on the day? So you might have achieved something, but is it really, really valuable? What went well today? What have you enjoyed? And enjoyment levels and things that we enjoy and things that nourish us and make us feel better, they may feel few and far between when you're going through your recovery. They are there. And if you do search and you do reflect, then you will find things that were actually quite pleasant, quite nice, quite fun, quite enjoyable, to quite a big spectrum of emotions there as well. In your what went well journal, I would like you to write down at least one thing, but if you can write down three things a day, then that's really, really good. And it might be pretty small, right? I enjoyed the lunch that I prepared today. It was healthy, it was nutritious, it was delicious. I enjoyed stroking my cat sitting on my printer right by my desktop here. I enjoyed spending a few minutes stroking my cat and playing with my cat. I really enjoyed reading a book to my 7-year-old at bedtime. Now, it might be that you enjoyed an activity that you hadn't been able to do for a while. I was able to enjoy going to the theatre with my daughter, for example. I was able to enjoy playing 9 holes on a pitch and putt. I was able to enjoy hitting the punch bag today. And let's pimp it up a little bit, right? Why? Why did you enjoy that? What was enjoyable about it? You've made your statement, I achieved or I enjoyed would be better this activity, but why is this good for me? Why is this relevant for me? And you start to delve a little bit deeper into what makes you tick, what makes you sing, what makes you feel joyous or a little bit better. And the more you can do that in your journal, then the more you start to unpack and open up a world of understanding as to what can be beneficial for you in your recovery. And that can be life-changing. Again, it's not going to cure you. There is no one-stop cure. There is no snake oil. There is no silver bullet here. But all of these little tools and techniques make a difference. They genuinely, genuinely do. I wouldn't be telling you otherwise. I've got plenty of patients who can testify for that as well and have used these tools and techniques in their journey to recovery. So, what went well today? Doesn't have to be around pain. Although having a period of low pain might be good and enjoyable, but why? So, at least one thing, up to three if you can. What went well today? What was enjoyable and why was it enjoyable? Now, to really, really pimp this up, you may wish to add a photo or a video to that as well. Now, that won't be a written file. It might be a digital file or something on your phone or laptop or desktop or tablet or whatever device it might be that you're using. But if you can take a photo in our recover group, I had a patient who, it's quite a nice sunny day here, or it was this morning anyway, who sent me a picture of themselves on the way back from swimming. They sent a photo walking through the park, nice and sunny, feeling good about life. That's a win right there. That's what went well today. That's taking a moment to go, oh, this is enjoyable. This is actually really, really nice. Stepping outside of our discomfort zone, if you like, our pain zone, and being aware of other things, lifting our gaze, or the warmth of the sunshine, the sound of the birds, the wind, the breeze rustling through the trees, and maybe something I can feel on my face. There is a moment, there is a glimmer, there is hope, there is a different experience from doom and gloom and uncertainty. So, what went well? If you can identify three things, what you enjoyed and why that's really, really important. Might be pain related, but but not only pain related. And if you can add some other media to really, really help that, that would be golden. Photo or video would really, really, because then you get to go back and see that, right? That's part of this. This is part of helping to change the way that your mind chemistry works. Your neuroplasticity is stepping back and realizing that there are things that you are able to achieve right now, and that really does help to shift your mindset. Like I said, I'll add the link to the Human Quedlinburg. Sorry if that's how if that's not how you pronounce your name, Hugh. But it's great. It's really, really heartwarming and very, very valuable. And a little nod to the upcoming support groups. It's still a pilot at this particular point. I'll be rolling them out officially in June. But if you want to be involved in this, I'm going to read you some feedback out in a moment. If you want to be involved in this support group, it happens on the 10th of May, which is a Friday at 12 p.m. London time. That's British summertime BST. This is a chance for you to meet and spend over an hour in small groups of men, 3 to 4, where I will age match you and symptom match you. So you are in a group of similar guys going through similar situations with a similar duration of symptoms as well. This is highly, highly valuable. Often this condition can leave us feeling isolated and full of uncertainty and like no one gets us, like no one at all in the world ever gets this. Or am I the only person going through this? So the aim of these video support groups is to bridge that gap, to make you realize that you are not the only one who's going through this, in spite of the way that it might make you feel. There are others out there, and together, collectively, you can bring each other hope. You can share each other's stories. I will be directing this. I'll be coordinating it, I think is the better word to use. But you will be put into small groups of other guys, and a great chance. I will steer and suggest topics for conversation. So these are some comments from the first pilot. Firstly, it was the first time I'd met and spoken to anyone who had similar conditions to me and who I could relate to when they described the symptoms and how they felt. That was very reassuring. Really nice group of chaps, similar experiences to me. It was great to hear how they were dealing with things and to say where I was and what I'd been doing. Hearing what they said, it made me go for a run that day, which is something I had put off. This guy was pretty much pain-free, and the run made no difference to them as well. So just having the confidence to go and do something. Each of our stories also differed, and I felt I learned from hearing the stories of my group members. I felt compassion for these guys, and I felt hopeful that it will get better for us all. Amazing. These aren't my words. These are genuine words from the people who attended the first pilot group as well. To realize that there are others with almost the exact same clinical conditions and backgrounds leading up to the onset is priceless. So good to see and hear others on this journey. What went well? Everything. Just chatting to folks, hearing about their lives, backgrounds, how they're coping, strategies, etc. In our small group, we realized how similar we all were. Not my words, like I said, words of those who attended the first pilot group. If that's something of it that is of interest of you and you are available for that time and you want to connect with others, you want to join this growing global community, and there are some exciting projects upcoming about how that might look. More on that in future podcasts. All right, that's it from me today. You've got your What Went Well diary, some guidance, some information on there about the importance of journaling in your recovery, and a little nod to our support group happening on the 10th, Friday the 10th of May. Thanks, guys. Catch you on the next one. Please do comment, rate, share, and subscribe. If you want to email me, it'd be lovely to hear from you. I'm at Pelvic Pain Matters. That's matters with an M for mother, pelvicpainmatters@gmail.com. Thanks very much.